My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Could you just comment on, obviously, you Miami's longest completion, I think, was 21 yards. Could you comment on the secondary playing assignment sound football? And what you think of Hamlin and Rapp and how they helped keep a top on the defense.
Yeah, I think the first thing that you talk about is, I think part of our job as a coaching staff is to provide a plan, and not only what the plan is, but the why. And obviously Miami, you look at the week before, there were three plays, I believe, that went for 150 yards and something like that. And obviously that was a big factor in them being able to win that game. And we've played them plenty of times. We know the lifeblood of that that offensive program is explosive plays. So for the guys to understand what we were trying to get accomplished and execute that is a credit to our players. And then as far as T-Rap and DeMar, you know, sometimes – with the way we do things, depending on the position and those type of things, it might not be the, you know, most point of attack job that you might have in a certain week or in a certain scheme, in a certain call, whatever that may be. So, you know, their job truly this week, for the most part, was to be a safety, which, you know, you are the safety of the defense. So making sure we were keeping a roof over everything, keeping the ball in front of us was one of our big things. And they did a great job of that. And tackled, from what I've seen so far, it looks like they tackled pretty well.
I was curious we talked about when Matt got injured, like the toll of that personally, and then to see Terrell obviously get injured last night as well, kind of for you, what was that like? And to kind of see another one of your guys go down like that.
Yeah. I mean, you never want to see that, you know, you feel terrible for him. I think what a lot of people don't realize is the amount of work that goes in their lives when they're not in this building and they're wherever they live in the off season and all the work that they put in there. And even to, you know, it's still part of their job when they're away from here. And you put in a lot of work. We do training camp, obviously. We have, you know, you sacrifice and come back here for the spring and, you know, all those type of things. And you know, so that's obviously, you see just the work the guys put in, and you hate, you know, when they're not able to play, because this is what they do it for. They do it for Sundays and the opportunity to play for a championship. So obviously feel terrible for him, but he'll approach it the right way. We'll get him back when he's ready and we'll be rocking and rolling.
How is he doing, if you don't mind? Like, have you been able to like talk with him since?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, with a lot of our guys are just, they're so caught up in the process. They're literally day by day. You know, I know the other day, you know, I said something to Taryn even, and he was like, I'm just worried about today, you know? So that's a credit to, you know, our culture. So that's the way we go about things.
And then related to that, how did you see Baylen kind of perform when he had to step in there and take over?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Baylen did a good job. It's ironic. I don't know. I mean, in his mind, you know, and I think he did a pretty good job as he did last year in Miami, you know, so, you know, that's just goes to show you, I mean, that sound like a broken record. That's how we do things here. You know, you got to be ready to go, and we pour into those guys, into those backups to make sure that we get a high level of execution.
Since Baylen's kind of been there, and obviously he's dealt with a lot of injuries along the way, but like, how have you kind of seen him develop? He's kind of someone, you know, who hasn't had as much playing time, but like, what do you have seen from him? Like, how has he developed over the couple of years?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing that Baylen, I think Baylen's really starting to understand, you know, his body and what he needs to be able to be available. And then just another year, and he just, you know, another year, like all these guys, to get more comfortable in the system and, you know, challenge him. Me personally, when I was the linebackers coach, I challenged him to be in control of our operation and run the operation like a Michael linebacker does for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, he's shown that he can do that. And, you know, really proud of him.
Hey, just care to talk about the consistent play of Cam Lewis, you know, because really no one's really talking about his role and the things that he's been able to do the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, the way Cam Lewis is playing for us is not a surprise. I don't think anybody in this building would be surprised. You know, I think it's just about his opportunities that he gets. You know, Taryn's played a lot of football, and, you know, it's at the same position that Cam plays. And Cam's done a great job, and we're going to continue to see growth. There's a lot of things he can even improve on from last night. But Cam's a football player. I mean, like, you know, he's a dang good football player, and they come in all shapes and sizes, and he's getting his opportunity. And I think everybody's seeing what we see all the time in practice. And, you know, whether you guys are at training camp, you see it, or spring ball, whatever it is. So really happy for Cam.
Chunk plays, you hear it a lot on the offensive side, but chunk plays on the defensive side. I mean, whether it's sacks, tackles for loss, especially on fourth down with Ed Oliver and those guys, and obviously the turnovers. Just care to talk about what really goes into getting those chunk plays on defense.
Yeah, well, first off, Mookie, I'm going to correct you. They're called takeaways because we take it away from the offense. They don't turn it over. I think I heard Jamarcus say in his press conference, it's about just putting yourself in the right positions, not only with execution of our defense, but with the technique you're using. And then when the ball shows up, it's your job to take advantage of it. You know, if, for instance, for whatever move Ed used on that fourth and two sack, you know, he's got to put himself in position to execute that. And we've got to have the coverage that ties in to get the quarterback to hold the ball maybe half a second, 0.4 seconds longer. And, you know, and that's the rushing coverage working together. And then, you know, we always talk about, you know, guys joke because I always use different numbers. But at night, you know, running to the ball, as simple as that is, running to the ball. It might not be the 18th time. It might not be the 19th time you run to the ball. But the 20th time you run to the ball, you know, the ball is going to show up. So it might not be the 70th time. It might be the 71st time. So, you know, the more you can put yourself in position around the football, the better off you're going to be.
I know, you know, you and Coach McDaniel are very close friends. And, you know, Miami has a high power scoring offense, man. You calling plays in your second game. When did you get a feel for what was Coach McDaniel was trying to play you?
I had a pretty good feel going into it. spent a lot of time trying to find some things that would stick out, you know, to us as a defense, and trying to put our guys in position. But, you know, I think the game declared maybe a little bit earlier than it did last week. And it helps when you have a, you know, 2024 game to look at, you know, before the opening, you know, as opposed to the opening game. But, you know, I think it declared pretty, you know, pretty early, had a pretty good feel. And, you know, there's some other things that we had to adjust to as the game went on. But no, it's credit to the coaching staff, the great communication. Obviously, Sean's involved too. You know, so it's a collective effort. You know, so good job by everybody involved.
What have you seen from Ed Oliver the first couple of games? He seemed like he made a couple of plays in the backfield last night.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is Ed getting into a rhythm. You know, and I had a talk with Ed, and, you know, Ed wants to be great. Ed wants to, but Ed Oliver is good enough. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to go outside of who he is. And that's all our players. So like, yeah, right, you guys, well, are, you know, these guys are good enough. You don't have to be anybody but yourself. So, no, I just think what you saw was he got in pretty good rhythm there. I don't know the exact time of the game, but I started to, you know, feel that he was getting into his groove, getting into his rhythm. And it was great to see. Ed's a really good player. And, you know, it's been cool, man. I've developed a relationship with Ed that maybe I haven't had before because I wasn't as involved, you know, with the D-line. But it's really cool to see. Really cool to see. He's an intentional person you, about what he wants to be.
Sorry about that. You referenced having a talk with him. Was that after the opener? And was he maybe?
No, it's all the time. It's just a constant communication. Try to have constant communication with guys. Wherever that may, you know, whatever different point, topic, whatever it may be, it's per player. And, you know, my message to him was before this last game just was, hey, you know, Ed Oliver is good enough. You just do what Ed Oliver does and we'll be in good shape.
He's a top 10 pick. A lot is expected of him. He had a big year last year. It kind of sounds like your guy guarding against him putting too much pressure on himself. Is that accurate?
I think most players that want to be great put too much pressure on themselves. And there's probably at different levels. But it really, what we are as coaches is when things get shaky, it's our job as coaches, or when things get too hectic, it's our job as coaches to bring them back down to where we can make it simpler for them. Does that make sense to you? Mm-hmm. How I'm describing that, man. And, you know, you really, as a coach, you try to head things off or cut things off before they actually get there. So, you know, try to stay ahead of the, you know, the chaos that is football. And we just played an offense that really pre-snap is a lot of chaos, you know? So, you really just try to stay ahead of that is really the point there. And just try to help guys and help give guys tools to, you know, really calm things down when the water gets rocky.
How much did Daquan Jones mean to the defensive front? What he does week in and week out?
Daquan is, he's a very important piece to what we do. Not only is he a good football player, but he's a veteran presence in the defensive line room who's a football guy. He's a football junkie. So he can help those younger guys with things that he's seeing and the way he sees the game and, you know, provide a little leadership in that room. So he's a very important piece to what we do.
And last but not it looked like the Miami Dolphins looked like that game they played Sunday against Jacksonville took an awful lot out of them, more than it took out of your guys. It seemed like they never could get their legs going in that game. They looked slow the entire game last night. Was that something you might have seen and maybe helped you make adjustments on defense to take advantage of that?
No, they're very fast.
They were still fast as they normally would be any given.
They're fast. They are fast. They are fast, okay. And they're fast all the time.
Oh, okay. It wasn't no drop off last night.
No.
Okay. Just looked a little.
Nope.
All right. Hey, last but not least, on the linebackers, Did you see, I asked head coach Sean McDermott earlier, now you're seeing more and more teams running the football. You only had 200-300-yard passers at the end of the first week of the regular season. Do you see the linebacker position going back to where it used to be, where you're getting bigger linebackers in there to combat the power rushers that teams are now starting to throw at you at defenses once again?
I'll just speak about the Buffalo Bills, but we have a certain profile, George, and I think you know what that is. We've talked about it before, that we look for and the way the game is trending. And I think every organization is different. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer in general. For us, we believe we have what's right for us and what we try to target for us. But, you know, in the end, we just want to end up with really good football players that can help play the run and the pass.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.